Honk your horn if you've got to.
Jeez. Jesus, I had a bad thing happen, okay?
Yeah.
God damn. Well, you know, I think somebody, God damn it, somebody put a hex on me. I can't help it.
Yeah, it happened when you were a kid.
No, this happened like minutes ago. I kind of fell down and I tripped on something. Well, first of all, I said I wasn't going to go to the bathroom, but then I decided I better. Because sometimes I can't tell, and, you know, I didn't want any, you know.
Accidents.
Yeah, so, yeah, they can, and extreme discomfort. So I got up, and I tripped on a, well, I'm not going to talk about my floor, but I tripped a little bit and kind of fell down. And it hurt a lot.
Ooh.
So I did manage to urinate. I know you were worried about it. And it's just one of those things, you know, you tear up and you get all worked up. And
yeah, don't get too emotional about it if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. I won't. What are you wearing? What the fuck are you wearing?
Okay, underneath. No, I'm going to have to unzip my hoodie because I want this to show for the show.
Okay.
I am wearing
I appreciate the realism.
One-off, singular, unique. Pro show. It's for the Star Only show. Thanksgiving with John and Jerry shirt.
This is the Thanksgiving with John and Jerry shirt, the only one of its kind.
Yeah.
The originals have been destroyed.
And it's being worn by only one of its kind.
Yeah, that's right. We're getting ready for the day when I finally keel over from tripping and breaking my neck. God damn it. I'm pissed off about this a little bit, but I'm going to keep it to myself. Don't worry about me.
So what shirt are you wearing?
Clark Street Blue. 21st, April 21st, Clark Street Blue.
That's good.
Just the facts, man.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that? Little Joe Friday?
Little Joe.
Oh, Little Joe and Hoss?
Yeah, Cartwright.
Yeah. It's been a beautiful day. General Ben Cartwright, the bear. You know what I really like is Hop Sing.
It's pretty good. My favorite was Hoss.
Well, he's hard not to like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good guy. A football player, as I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a big boy. And his son, Dan Blocker Jr., I guess, came after him. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know much more than just.
Didn't quite hit the high mark that his dad did, but if that was a high mark, I'm not real sure about that.
That was the high mark. That was it.
That was it? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's the frickin' weather like over there?
Weather, it's a cool 21 degrees. Cool, Jazz.
It's just cool. Mm. Is that what you're trying to
mean? Oh, it's brisk, it's cool, it's calm, it's delightful.
It's delightful. It's marvelous.
Okay. It's sunny, it's 21 degrees, it might get up to 30. And
No precip.
No, it's sunny. Okay. Clear. It's
Did you get a dusting? Did you get a dusting anywhere? Like
yeah, a little bit yesterday.
Okay.
No, it's gone. History
gone. Okay. Yeah, since you asked, it's 45 degrees here, and there's some precip coming down. We got a northeastern 8-mile-an-hour wind, 13 kilometers an hour for our friends over in Europe who always listen to the show. There's quite a few.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds like that weather's like wind is calm.
What?
It's not a wind. It's not a wind. It's not.
What?
I'm sorry. Six.
What?
6 mph.
No, even I said eight. I said eight.
Eight. Even eight.
What about
even
13
eight
kilometers?
Is calm.
What about 13 kilometers per hour? Don't you think that's pretty serious?
You're trying to confuse me.
Oh, okay. Maybe I am. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. So we got the shirt. What was that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Did you say something?
You're sorry. That's for sure. Did you hear that?
Wow. You know, my brother's really angry at me today, and I really don't know why. But
for
we
a good
have a
reason. Too many Wait. To count.
Oh, okay. So John's wearing the original that no one else has and never will have because he is the star of the show, and we all know this.
It's because I'm a guinea pig. I'm the one who has the beta
shirt. Now he's been oppressed. Okay. Well, there's truth in what you say, so I can't really argue
because
with that.
Because this shirt has been developed, fine-tuned to a holiday shirt, which I will allow you to pitch. Come on.
Okay.
Go for it, pitch man.
Here it is. All right. So we have a shirt. The idea was to make a holiday shirt, and of course, I can't just go ahead and make a holiday shirt because I'm, after all, me, and I just don't follow instructions well, as John can tell you. So what I did, I made a celebration shirt. I was trying to include everybody. Okay, yeah, I have a few atheist friends, so sue me. But that's what I did. I celebrate your life is the title of the webpage that this is pitched on. And the subtext of this is, get a T-shirt so you can manipulate your friends. So it gives somewhat of a dark motive for celebrating your life and wearing the T-shirt. But it's not really dark, John, because what this shirt does is something kind of weird. You wear a shirt that says celebrate your life. Now, John, if you're wearing the shirt, you're never going to see celebrate your life unless you look in the mirror, which, right, we don't do very often. Because the results can be disastrous.
I mean, so, I got too much toothpaste on my mirror to even see myself.
Good approach.
Just keep spraying that, and you don't have to look.
Unfortunately, Mary Jane likes to clean the mirror, so I can't use that. But I wear very thick, dark sunglasses, and that sometimes works. So anyway, here I go. So my pitch. I'm getting ready to pitch. So what this does is you're wearing a shirt that says celebrate your life at the top. That's shirt.bro.show, in case you're interested where to get 1 or 2,000. And, it says celebrate your life. Now, you can't see that, but the people around you can. Now, what happens when you see someone wearing a T-shirt that says celebrate your life? Here's what you do, John. You have one of two emotions in America. Now, elsewhere, it's different. But here in America, you either have envy or you have guilt are two predominant emotions, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for a troubled human being, that does sound appropriate.
Untroubled. Because what happens, it says celebrate your life. Now, the upside is you're going, I should celebrate my life more. In fact, I feel kind of bad that I'm not celebrating my life more. I'm gonna take it up a notch. And then there's the other guy who goes, well, if Daniels thinks that, he's celebrating his life, I'll show him what celebrating his life means. And so they go even get above the other guy. So now you're surrounded by people who are really celebrating their life. They're really being happy. And what happens? You get happier. No, you get happier.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's a chain reaction, a virtuous cycle, and a virtual cycle. And it just keeps going. So this shirt could be like the answer to world peace if world peace were a question.
In other words, you don't need to, you could be a therapist, and all you have to do is buy our shirt, and you become one.
Better than that, if you are a therapist and you've been working a little too hard, wear the shirt.
Wear the shirt. You
know, well, you
got to
buy it first. You got to buy it first, okay? You make good money as a therapist. So go ahead and buy the frickin' shirt.
Yeah.
It's a good shirt. A lot of love put into the shirt. And I have to say, John, you look damn good on the shirt. You're not only in the shirt when you wear it, but when you are going to wear it because you haven't gotten yours yet.
I'm the cool dude in the shirt.
You are the cool dude in the shirt. That's exactly correct. And I'm what? Go ahead and
You're the Yahoo on the shirt.
Okay. All right.
You're the bozo on the shirt.
Oh.
You're the referee because you're signaling a field goal or missing a point after.
Come on. You got more than that. You're better than that. Is that it?
You're the eunuch.
Oh, wow. You even got that in there. All right. Low blow.
Look. I'm touching all the bases. Okay, I'm doing it.
You are.
For you.
I felt it. I felt it. Okay, that touch.
Okay, tell us what really, what's your impression of yourself on the shirt?
You really want to know? You don't want to know. You're going to start talking to yourself as soon as I answer. This is a setup. So I'm not even going to answer that question. But it's a great shirt. Shirt.bro.show. You know it. You love it. You got to have it. So go ahead and get one. Go ahead. Just do it. Don't think about it. And people go, Jerry, I've already got a bunch of T-shirts. Well, you know my answer to that is, John?
You never have enough T-shirts.
Oh, I was going to say fuck you. But no, you're right. That's the better answer. And you never do. Because my friend Chuck has over 500, okay?
You know what? I don't have near that. I probably have maybe serviceable, good.
50?
Yeah, probably.
100?
75.
That's a nice number. Yeah. I think you have to be recognized for that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You know what t-shirts do? Not to get on a jag, but t-shirts kind of memorialize things. That's the way I feel about it. And their clothing. You have to wear some clothes.
Hey, I'll tell you right now. The t-shirt, sometimes go to your t-shirt drawer, and depending upon your mood, you then see one and you put it on, and all of a sudden it's like a trip down memory lane. It's calming, it's soothing. It can be so many different things for you.
And
that's
texture.
What we're doing here. And
let's talk texture.
Smooth. It is.
Have
so
you ever
soft.
Done this? Have you ever done
it's
this? You know,
it's squeezable.
Mm. It is squeezable. It's like Charmin.
It's like ooh, squeeze, squeeze,
Mr.
squeeze.
Mr.
Ooh.
Who is the
even with,
Charmin guy? I can't remember right now.
Mr.
Gildersleeves or whatever his name. What was that guy? What?
No, it's
no,
no.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't squeeze the Charmin. Charmin. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, fuck Charmin. This stuff is really good. Have you ever done this, John? Where like it's winter. And it, for some reason, the sun doesn't come up until it seems like 9 or 10 o'clock. And you got to go to work or you got to go someplace and it's fucking dark. And, you know, someone might be, you know, in the room with you and you've got to kind of navigate carefully because you can't turn the lights on.
It's called tread lightly.
It is. And so I go by texture in those situations where I
ooh,
put my hand in the
drawer.
Your drawer
and you
yeah.
feel and you
yeah.
can tell by the
yeah.
texture which
that's
are your
right.
shirts.
No, not yeah. just that, but which one to wear.
Oh.
See, I don't go for message. I don't go for anything. I just go purely for texture sometimes because, well, my nipples don't bother me like yours, but still, I've got to be okay. a little careful, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, do we
so,
have a sponsor?
Wow.
Do we have a sponsor?
We do, and John is the mastermind behind the show. Everybody probably knows that, but he really set this one up good, and he came up with the sponsor, and it was right in front of our noses. I get distressed, and I've been trying to get some bath oil or beads or bubble bath for about a year. I figured it would calm me down sometimes when I get worked up. And so I did get some 2 days ago, and then I tried it out yesterday, and it really worked. It was fantastic. So it's our sponsor this week. I managed to get them as a sponsor. I know that's quite a skill. Or did you get them, John? I can't remember. Was it me?
I didn't know exactly the
sometimes
name.
Sometimes I can't tell. I can't tell.
Hard. I think it's a group effort. It's a joint effort.
All right.
We
all
came
right.
up with this.
All right. Okay. Good.
I'm
yeah.
not going to take full credit.
Two
for
men.
It. I can't do
two,
that.
No, two men, one brain. Calgon bubble bath. Calgon. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about that later. Right, John?
Yes.
All right. So we've got a few things, not much, just a little bit to follow up on. Take a second.
Yeah,
down.
Well, it's just, it's what's
PEC,
happened over.
This PEC thing just blew up
on us. It just, oh. it went, it got, it became vicious, vile innuendo. It's it's like it's, the truth needs to be told. It's,
well, first
it's
of all, just, what the fuck is PEC?
PEC is performance enhancing coffee. And I just need to
big
let
issue.
People know
big
that
issue.
It's become a very big issue because we've been accused. The bottom line is that we've been accused of using PECs. Yep. And anybody who's listened to our show knows that it has not been enhanced.
Well, yeah. I mean, if this is enhanced, just think about what that means. And that's why we're so upset, I think.
That's the reason. It just basically, right? you'd have to put another definition for enhanced in the dictionary.
You know what? I was thinking about this all last night when I couldn't sleep and I was getting ready for the show. I thought to myself, you know, I think we're going to have to start saying to the people at the Center for Humans and Nature, I do not think you know what that word means.
Right.
It's hard to get through to them. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not going to put anybody under the bus. I'm not doing that. I'm going to try. This is my effort.
You got
to
work
damage.
There.
This
I
is
don't.
A, this is a big, yeah. I'm trying. This is a little self-serving. I think.
By the
truthful.
Way, I'm okay. I didn't fall down that hard. I know you're worried. You mask it well, though.
My brother
loves me. He really does. He just can't say it. Go ahead, John. And not say it, but just go ahead with the PEC thing.
So what happened, and I'm going to try to make this short, but it's impossible when you have a brother like mine.
Who might be bleeding.
Put a Band-Aid on it. Okay. And by the way, put a Band-Aid over your mouth, too.
How about a sock in it?
Yeah, stick a sock over your head. And then stick a sock in your mouth, and then put the Band-Aid on, okay? And then put a rubber band around that.
How about from Rocket?
Okay. So PEC, what happened was, and I'm the whole truth needs to be done, because what I did last week is I talked about the fact I was so proud of the fact that I was not lying through omission. I wasn't embellishing. And within minutes of saying that on the show last week, what I did is I started doing that. I started with this doggone PEC thing.
Wait a minute. You lied? Exaggerated? Omission.
Yes. I am,
what?
And what I did, and I'm going to tell you.
You took a vow. What happened? Violated within minutes.
That my editor.
Oh, man, here it comes.
We started talking about coffee. He is a coffee buff, and he. I told him I was drinking medium roast coffee, and he said, "Be a man, go dark."
Oh man! Yeah, right.
He really put me on my heels right away.
What he knows about coffee could fit in my scrotum. Okay.
I got it. So,
and I'm not talking about Gavin.
I'm talking about Gavin.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to one up him a little bit and going to say, you know what?
What?
For the show,
yeah,
we drink Mentalist, bulletproof coffee.
I mean, we're
men. We drink bulletproof coffee.
And it's not medium roast, is it?
No, it isn't.
It's medium dark.
Medium dark.
It's because we don't have anything to prove. We don't need to drink dark. Medium dark is fine. Because we don't need to compensate. Go ahead.
So the fact is, I started talking about it, and before you know it, I kind of couched the way I described our show in a way that he can't help but say, well, you're on performance enhancing. You're like on steroids on your show. And he says, by the way.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah, I'm taking steroids myself.
I am also.
Because of the skin condition.
I'm taking prednisone so I can take another fucking drug to keep from dying. But, of course, that's not important to Gavin. I mean, whoever this is.
Oh, so the thing is that then what he did is he says, by the way, were you drinking that coffee when you wrote that Pigeon article, Pigeon Therapy? In other words, all of a sudden.
Wow. And, shit.
But I didn't know about this. But let's tell it like it is. The bottom line is that I basically kind of forced through my dialogue with him to get and actually say that. So I kind of pulled it out of him. He didn't say it. So what I've done is I've basically said that in a way through omission to make it sound like he just blurted out and made some sort of accusation, when the truth is that I set him up to say that. And I've got to get that out there.
That's Machiavellian.
I considered it skillful, but now I'm embarrassed.
It's a little dark. It's just slightly dark. It's like coffee. It's medium dark.
But I think for the sake of transparency, we need to have that brought out. The other thing I did was that I made some very inappropriate, out of context, incomplete comments about Halloween as it was celebrated at the Center for Humans and Nature last week.
This is your bad.
And I've got it. And here's what happened. What happened was that I have to be truthful. I went to the grocery store, and our grocery store has a bar called The Vision on the Rocks. I went up and I was just kind of looking around. And this is strictly for research purposes. I was interested to see what
it's a meat market. It's a meat market.
Yeah, and it's a zoo too. It's got a cast of characters.
Yeah.
So I had a beer. I then go to, and I'm wearing a baseball uniform. And the picture was in the show.
Well, no big deal.
It's all appropriate. I mean, maybe not the beer, but you know what?
Well,
if there's something that's inappropriate, it's drinking that beer with the uniform on. Not good.
Why?
So I walk. It's breaking the rules of baseball. You shouldn't be drinking with the uniform on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I go into Center for Humans and Nature with my uniform, and they are all on the floor drinking beer because it is a certain person who will remain nameless, their birthday. So they're enjoying themselves. So what I said, on the show last week, what I said,
a birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy's Halloween. This person's birthday
it
was on Halloween.
Oh. So is this an honorary bro by any chance?
So, no.
Oh, really?
Okay, but.
Okay, I know.
So what they did is somebody brought birthday present in. And of course, the birthday present, we had to, they had to open it. And open it doesn't mean like you take the wrapper off. That means you pop the can to start drinking. That's opening a present.
That's opening a present?
Yeah. So what happens is, at the show last week, I said, yeah, I come in, they're drinking high ABV, high alcohol beer. It's a stout, 12%. They're laying on the floor. They're on the couch. And basically,
you made it sound like something bad.
I made it sound like they were passed out. In fact, I said that to somebody else, and that's what made me realize it. Oh, my God. I made it sound like the Center for Humans and Nature was on Halloween in the afternoon while they're working, passed out because they were drinking stout beer. And it is so, so wrong. Because this client, Center for Humans and Nature, work best while they're laying down on the floor. They don't do well in chairs.
They really do much don't. Better. I know. You're right about
and
that.
And then, you know, the one who feels who needs it the most is allowed to lay on the couch.
Okay. So that's a good rule. I like that rule.
Yeah. So I'm the one who goes in and I'm kind of being a little festive while they're seriously working and sipping their beer.
Laying down?
Laying down.
How do they drink laying down?
Well, they're actually kind of sitting
up
down.
A little bit.
Yeah,
sitting up a little bit.
See, there's the problem.
Wait a minute. Are they sitting up or are they just kind of putting their head up so that they can swallow the beer?
No, they are sitting up.
This is like really exaggerated.
It was so bad. I made it sound like they were flatter than a pancake on the floor.
I thought they
were
passed out. I really did.
Yeah, and so that's the problem. So I misrepresented because this is a wonderful client. I don't think I know a client that works harder. In terms of, I would call it constant, is it chronic productivity?
Insanity for hiring you, but, that's another topic.
Yeah. They're smart enough not to make me an employee.
Does that hurt?
It does in a way. It means I'm on the low on the totem pole with respect to being able to lay on the couch.
And you're the elder there, too. That seems wrong.
Yeah, I am. So... The Halloween was misrepresented, and this place has got a work environment that's incredible. The Center for Humans and Nature, they do a great job. Each person comes to work with an incredible attitude. They are thinking, they live their work. I mean, they are so much into the environment. I mean, they're constantly talking.
These are the people who won't come to work if there's a cloud.
Well, the fact is that they're very flexible in terms of where they
flexible.
Work.
Well, you're really dressing this up, man.
Because I'm being truthful now. I'm trying.
Are you?
I'm trying to save my ass. Okay.
Yeah. I
Give
know.
Me a break. you're not helping me any.
I'm not helping at all. I'm sorry. You need this job.
I do.
I know. Come Who's going to hire us? Or you? Or me? Well, yeah. You. Well, me. I'm worse than you. I'm a muse now. I'm a professional muse.
So what will happen quite often is that they can't wait to get to work in order to start work. So what they do is they work from home so they can start working faster and sooner. Now, some people are able, some of these employees are able to they try to get to work, but they can't quite make it. And before you know it, they have to stop and they have to start working in a coffee shop before they even get there.
Holy cow.
And then what happens is
they can't wait. Are you telling me they can't wait?
They can't wait to work. They just can't. So that's what they do.
Wow.
So in other words, they have a work ethic.
Yeah.
And a corporate culture that is impressive. And I just want to let people know, and I can take a look at all these people, each one of them individually is so helpful. There's synergy just flowing. Hey, look, this is the truth. And I'll tell you what, they do it. And I try to explain. You need to have like an elevator speech when you describe these people. And I call them an environmental think tank. And the other thing I did last week, which is totally incorrect, I said they were in a tank while they were drinking.
Oh, you did say that.
I want to basically.
You're correcting the record?
Correct.
You're refuting
yourself.
I
need to have that. I need to get my whiteout. Where's my whiteout? I need to get that off the record.
Yeah, that's politically incorrect. It's not called whiteout anymore.
Okay.
You know what it's called?
What?
Out. But even that's politically incorrect because I think you're talking about gender,
yeah,
sexual orientation. Okay. Boy, that's funny. Hey, we got to be careful, though. Okay, a little word of warning.
Well, this is the truth.
Well, I want
now,
to get
what
back
I
to
tried
it.
To do, I'm trying to make amends right, here right. through this you discussion, are. And I'm digging a deep hole because of a certain producer that is not a
who's worried about getting to the anchor topic. I'm worried about the anchor topic because we missed it last week.
Yeah, we missed it, and we had to carry it forward.
We had to carry it forward. So
and, you
that's
know,
all
I'm
going
to have to blame you for that, but I'm going to try to bring this to a halt. Just by saying a couple more things.
No, this is important.
I got a new thing. I got a new elevator speech in terms of this client. And what they do is they disseminate, they decimate.
Inseminate? Did you say
inseminate? They inseminate or they
what?
Decimate information. They're a clearinghouse of environmental information, and they disseminate it or they decimate it. They
well,
do
as long
something.
As they don't inseminate, that's a little personal
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So what I've done.
Well, say it again. Say it again. I interrupted too much. I want to feel it. Go ahead.
They decimated information is what they do.
God damn it.
Oh, wait
said
a minute.
It wrong.
No.
Say it right.
They disseminate. I get it.
Oh, you did it.
You did it. But what I'm doing now is I'm trying to step up my game.
You are.
And adding new responsibilities onto my list, my job description there. So what I'm doing is I'm carrying much bigger items on my bicycle to and from. I carried this very large map that was in a tube that was about 6 foot
what?
Long.
Your bike is only 3 feet long.
I know, and I mean, but it was challenging as I was, you know, passengers were
wow.
Not passengers, but some of the workers,
innocent
the
bystanders.
Walkers,
we call those innocent bystanders.
Yeah, they were dodging me, trying to get away from me. And thank God I didn't have an accident. Now the other thing I've done,
really,
and I've been very
up.
Subtle with this, is that
yeah, real
they don't
subtle.
Have they don't have walk they don't have running water in their in their. They have to go and basically wash dishes and you know bring water in from the bathroom, whatever. So what I did is it's a problem. They end up with a big stack of dishes.
Where do they put them, John?
They put them in one of those plastic whatevers.
And does it end up on your desk?
No, it's sometimes.
If you had a desk,
yes, it does.
If
I had a desk, but my desk is located right by the door, so when I come in, usually there's something there that is not part of what I've left, and it's a disposal, is what it is. My desk is a disposal, but that's okay. I'm willing to do that. So what I did is I didn't wash all the dishes. Because if I washed them all, because everybody's been out of the office for 4 days in New York for a board meeting, if I washed them all, then somebody would say, well, oh, thank you for doing it. I want to be very subtle. So what I did is I washed 3/4 of them and nobody noticed. I just tried to be very modest in what I'm doing.
Well, okay. Now, let me see if I got this straight. In order not to overperform and overachieve and make other people look bad, you only washed 3/4 of them. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Wow, you are so thoughtful. I mean,
thoughtful,
many...
and also I'm modest. I'm very modest.
very modest. When you have to say very modest, I think that kind of takes a little of the modesty out of it. Am I right about that or wrong? I'm not sure. I'm laying down now.
Passed out.
No, I'm not past. See, there you go again. I hurt myself, and you're making fun of me.
It's so easy to do, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard not to.
Low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. So I'm bringing closure to it. We're still drinking bulletproof
you
coffee.
You and I? Yes.
Yeah. And we do not feel that it's doing anything to change our performance.
I don't think anything can. We've tried.
And what I'm going to do right now, just because I'm having trouble getting through this segment, is I'm going to drink some of the cold brew, brain octane coffee.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
It's still good after 2 months.
That's kind of amazing, considering the fact that it doesn't have any like crazy preservative chemicals in it, as I recall. Mm. It's pretty much just a few ingredients. That's impressive, I have to say.
So my client continues to do good work. I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I feel really good. What happened yesterday? It's just a normal productive day.
Wow.
I made little.
Did you go to work?
Yeah. And everybody came to work except one person who called in.
Whoa.
That's kind of
amazing.
That's pretty amazing. It's true.
I'm going to say that's amazing.
Yeah. And you know, As we finish up this, I just feel it's important that I'm not going to mention everybody individually, but there's always a rising star. There's one person who just kind of sets the tone and kind of does a little extra to make my life and make it better for me, and that's Anya. And I'm just
who you are not crushing on. That would be inappropriate at a workplace or anywhere else, really.
It would be. She's a free spirit, and I just appreciate the fact that she's there, and she sets the tone in so many ways and keeps everything so positive when it could be negative. And I just wanted to just send out a special thank you to her.
Well, okay. I have to say, I used to be a free spirit.
Yeah, what?
What?
What happened? Do you have to pay now?
Oh, no, other people do. Okay.
They pay the price because they have to listen to
my wife. My wife, no. Oh, my God. Wife insists that if I want to spend the night with a woman or a man, they have to pay her $50. I told her, well, I hate to say it, but it's come up, so to speak. And, well,
That's science fiction.
What? I'm sorry?
That's science fiction.
Not to her. She's pretty serious about it. She, you know, kind of presses me on it. Have you brought in any billable money as a male prostitute? And then she corrects herself as a eunuch prostitute. You know, that really hurts. I have to say that. You know?
Okay.
If I say it, it's okay. But I don't like it thrown in my face by others, okay? Is that bad? Does that make me a bad person?
No.
I don't think so. I'm doing the best I can. I'm amused.
That's what's so sad about it. You're doing the best you can.
I'm amused. You know, I get paid for talking on the phone now, which sounds remarkably like prostitution. So I should get credit for that, don't you think?
That's called phone sex, by the way.
Oh, okay. Is that prostitution?
I don't want to try to categorize you, okay?
Let's just take it out of me and just say in general, you know, there's an industry here, phone sex. Is that considered prostitution? I don't think it's prosecutable, is it?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to have to look into this, okay? You know, since Anya knows all about – Anya and Kate know all about fluffers, maybe they know about this.
I'll ask them.
Would you? Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Just to get off the subject, because we got to move on, because we got a topic here. We got the main topic that we have trouble getting to, okay? The anchor.
Okay. Why don't you tell us about the VA? You had quite an experience this week.
Well, it's like Veterans Administration, I'll try to be serious again, which is mission impossible on this show.
Wow.
And that is Veterans Day is coming up, actually, Sunday, November 11th. And I've been in the midst of trying to just explore some of the things that are, you know, as a veteran, what you can get. My attitude has been, I really don't need all those services, so therefore I've kind of stayed away from it. But somebody finally says, you know what? You're in Vietnam. You have prostate cancer. Put those two together, and you have what's called a presumptive condition that would allow you to get VA benefits. So what I did is I went down, and I'm using a nonprofit organization called Disabled American Veterans, DAV. Yep. And they will provide you, as part of the services they'll provide you, is they will act on your behalf in order to facilitate and help you file a claim with the Veterans Administration. So I finally was able to get – I got an appointment.
Was that on Veterans Day you actually got the appointment? I'm trying to remember. Or nearby.
No.
Close.
No, Veterans Day is Sunday, and I did all this. It hasn't come up yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what I did is I was able to do that. And it's amazing. I mean, the officer that helped me out was very, very aggressive. You know, what they're like aggressive salesmen.
Really?
What they'll do is they take a look at your condition with prostate cancer. He says, look, first thing is, what I learned out of this is that you need to be very timely in putting in a claim. And you don't even have to put the claim in. All you have to do is have an intent to file a claim to get the meter started. Because what I learned was that my window to really cash in on my condition was that 6-month period where I had the cancer, went between biopsy, cancer, up through the point of getting my prostate yanked out. Because once I got it yanked out and there was no evidence of cancer left in my CAT scan, it's over with in terms of cashing in on having cancer. So I'm, according to the VA, Veterans Administration, I don't have cancer right now. But there are certain conditions you can have as a result of that, which include items such as sexual dysfunction, incontinence, all that stuff that can come with prostate cancer.
Yep.
And so as a result, those conditions you can get a partial benefit from. So I go in, and the guy says to me, the officer, he says, I'm going to ask you a question. And before you answer this question, I want you to think very carefully and think through your answer before you give it to me. And he says to me, are you incontinent? And I thought, well,
you said North America.
Yeah, I'm in. That's the continent I'm in. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said to him, I said, no, I'm not incontinent. He says, are you sure that you don't have to wear Depends?
I love this.
And I said, no, I don't have to. And then I kind of proudly said, I had such a good surgeon, a urologist, that I was able to, I only had to use Depends for 3 days before I was off of them.
So you were incontinent for 3 days.
Yeah. And so the guy says to me, the disabled American veterans officer says to me, you are the first person that I've had here at my desk that has told me that they're not incontinent.
The first? You
know, the first. That's what he said.
I'm glad I wasn't there. I would have been the second.
Yeah.
I have a retention problem. I don't have an incontinence problem.
You know, that's kind of interesting.
Isn't it?
What would have happened if I would have said,
I can't pee.
What if I said I can't pee, or by the way, I have to wear a catheter the rest of my life?
That's right. Yeah,
those
one
questions
wonders.
Never came up.
Really?
I don't want to make you feel bad. So
I don't.
What's happening is that I did file my claim. He thinks I'll probably get maybe $100, $150 a month. You know,
really?
It's fine. I'm not. It's just trying to go through the process. And what I'm going to get out of all this is not the money, but understanding and becoming
material
a part
for the show.
It's all for the show. I want to learn a little bit about the Veterans Administration because my experience with them has been very good. And quite often they get a bad rap.
They do.
So what's going to happen at this point is I file my claim probably within the next 6 months. I'll have to make a visit to a Veterans Administration hospital to talk to a urologist. And then at that point, I'll see if I get my claim successful or not.
Wow.
So, yeah, I felt really good about it. And,
I
probably won't be discussing this, you know, like in the next month or something, but it should pop up again. So,
Veterans Administration. Now, how does that work with the DAV guys? Are they like, you sound like used car salesmen almost.
Well, here's the
no
thing.
Insult.
The
no
thing
insult.
Is that
no insult.
All I'm letting you know is that they want to make sure that you pursue every avenue available to you in order to get benefits.
Is the subtext of that their own commission?
I don't know. I do feel that their performance is based upon
the
amount
of
the way that they can help veterans out. And they're called Disabled American Veterans Association. So DAV. So what they're trying to do is, I think the key is here is to try to find out whether you're disabled or not. And that's what they're doing. Now, they're aggressively doing it. I'm not, you know.
And it sounds a little aggressive. Didn't the guy ask you if you wouldn't mind wetting your pants right there in a spot?
No,
then he can
he
give
did
you another
not.
150?
That's what you would do.
Oh,
you
shit.
You just pull out a catheter and you say, okay, we'll put that down and you'll get full benefits.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm sorry. Brought it up. A little sensitive, aren't we?
I'm very sensitive. Not a little.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Let's not
beat
around the
bush
here.
All right, right. Okay, that's fine. But anyways, I'm just going to say that.
Hey, you know what?
This caught me by surprise. This caught me by surprise.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
It's Veterans Day. It's a whole weekend. It starts like today. There's some celebrations with parades.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the official day on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we know on Monday it's going to consider the holiday, at least banks and post office and all that kind of stuff is not going to be open.
True.
So I got 3 days here that I'm trying to celebrate, and I'm a veteran, and I'd like it if you kind of show me just a little bit of respect, please, bro.
Wow.
Okay.
Personal. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Try hard.
I'm trying really hard.
Try hard. After you get done with that, try harder.
Okay. I'm kind of getting distressed now, so I'm eating a Kind bar because I'm not getting any kindness from my brother.
And I'm beginning to feel like I'm back in the army again, and I'm starting to spout off like I am. So I can't help it.
A little bit. A little bit.
Okay. So we'll keep you posted on how that's going, but I feel real good about it, and I just like the idea that I'm learning a little bit. It's a quest for knowledge about how this process works.
Okay, I'd be upset too.
Yeah, I know.
Look, let's talk about something else.
That's a good idea.
We need a good rant. Not just to rant, but something that's worth ranting about.
Yeah, not to be confused with all this other stuff we've been talking about, which I consider to be critical, not important, just critical to my being. But let's talk about something else.
John, I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying.
Okay, let's talk about something else, and that is, there is a, I've been trying to figure out, you know, we do a podcast, and I'm trying to figure out exactly where we fit. We try, and it can be trying, but the thing is that what kind of awards, what are the best podcasts out there? Is there awards out there? And I found out that there's People's Choice Awards. Now, I've got on my Overcast, I've got probably a dozen podcasts that I consider ones I like to listen to, not all the time, but, you know, they're just sitting there. And I look through them, and I realize that these podcasts, which I consider to be very, very good, are nowhere even nominated for awards under People's Choice.
What is People's Choice?
Well, it does a series of it, what the idea
I thought
is,
it was something else.
It's a TV show, yeah, yada, yada,
no,
yada.
No, not Cleo and the dog and all that. No, not Jackie, what's his name?
Coogan. No, Coogan. Cooper. No,
Cooper.
Cougar, yeah.
Coogan. Cougar Pompadour.
Yeah. Coogan is a film, a child silent film star.
It's also the German word for cake. So.
Okay, let's stop the pedantic stuff and let's get back on the subject here.
Sorry. So, yeah, I thought the People's Choice was like a general awards kind of thing, not just a podcast award. Or is it just a podcast award?
No, it does film. It does all kinds of things.
Oh,
The nature of it is saying, look, you know, we have these highfalutin things like the, you know, the Academy Awards or Tonys, and we got all this stuff. But do the people speak? No, these are. So we're looking for an award for the most popular. And what I found when I looked at this, I said these People Choice Awards for podcasts are they're just an extension, a byproduct of TV, radio, sports writers, you know, news commentary. Some says, well, I'll have a podcast, and all they're doing is they're using that in order to kind of latch on or add on to something they've already got. The podcast I like are these newbies that are going in and cultivating a career just doing the podcast. And maybe not even doing a career, but they're doing it as a hobby, like we are.
I agree, like we are, yeah. Those are people who, their heart's in it.
And so I run into things like, and some of these are on the edge. It could be, you could say, well, that's somebody making a living. Like I like, for example, the Axe Files.
Beautiful show.
It's a great show. And how about The Daily?
That's not in there?
No. And you could say, well, The Daily is just a byproduct of New York Times. But the fact is that it's a
separate thing.
Because those guys who are doing The Daily are taking information from maybe the writers, the newspaper writers.
Have you checked out their schedule?
Writer. What's that?
You ever checked out their schedule? What they have to do to get that thing out? They do it every day, and it has to be there by like five in the morning.
Yeah.
They're usually working right up until they release it, until they publish it, they drop it.
So
it's crazy. They work really hard.
They do. And I even one that I like is this one of that I call it sort of like gathering random knowledge. And that is the one where the Ungenius.
Oh,
they take the an entry in Wikipedia and then blow it up a little bit, you know, enlarge it and kind of go into it in more detail. That's a great one.
It is. It's totally great. And, you know, there's also podcast networks. They should be recognized, too. Some of them are doing really groundbreaking work.
So all this stuff is just by the wayside when it comes to the awards. So we feel at this point, the bros need to start advocating for a new sort of what I would call, like, you have independent film awards. Well, we need to have another set of awards that really gets down to the heart of what podcasting is all about. And we're going to have those awards. And I have to let you say the name that we've given them, because you're the one who came up with it.
It's true. I did.
Lay it on us. Please.
All right. I will. Well, first of all, the little build up here is that we feel that a lot of these people who are doing such great creative and groundbreaking and pioneering work, really, for this particular media, are not being recognized. They are being flushed down the toilet. Therefore, okay, we decided to make the name of the award the Poddy Award. P-O-D-D-Y.
Yes.
Don't you think that'd be a good name?
I think that's a pretty good name. I think it tells a story. And, yeah. It, you know, there's it with that one description, I think we're really kind of hitting to the critical piece here that needs to be told. Yeah.
The theme is that you are not going to get flushed down the toilet. And we recognize them with some kind of little statuette. And I was kind of thinking one of those really expensive Japanese toilets.
Now, part of this is, and I looked through the People's Choice Awards. Look, you've been down the toilet enough already, okay?
Wow. So, go ahead.
Part of this is looking at the categories, the People's Choice categories. There's like 25 different types of. You would think somewhere in there would be something like Rookie of the Year, the newest, the best podcast. There's none of that. I mean,
really,
not
a fucking thing.
Which is a podcast you mentioned to me? Something about podcast, Make Podcast America. What's that one called?
Pod Save America. Most profitable, famous podcast in the universe. Here's the other thing too. Now, the people are starting to do live podcasts. They are so popular. Of course, we pioneered that, I believe, John. Yeah, I hate to say it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you go to a venue, you set up your mics, your recording equipment, you got your earphones on and stuff, and you record live in front of an audience. Well, Pod Save America started doing this about a year and a half ago. And I listened to some of these, and they had one in Austin. They are unbelievably vibrant and exciting and funny. And so HBO noticed, and now Pod Save America, all of their live podcasts are being broadcast on HBO.
Pretty good.
So these people, Pod Save America,
are not recognized.
Not recognized.
Not recognized.
Maybe People's Choice is that old TV show with Jackie Coogan.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's how old their thought process is. That's for sure.
We're 72 years old. We're entitled to think like that. But do we think like that?
No.
We can't afford to. If we thought like that, we would have been dead 2 years ago.
Oh, so true.
It is.
So true.
I bet people think I'm exaggerating, but it could happen. So anyway, fuck it.
So
we're not going to whine, are we?
We're not going to whine. And what we're going to do is we're going to have to work on this. This is not something we're not going to just shoot from the hip here.
No, we're not.
This is going to be something that needs
Trump.
To be.
This is not a goldfish for Trump.
This is going to be cultivated. It's going to be massaged. It's going to be refined. And we're going to come up with categories. And what we're going to do is we're going to come up with categories that really fit the spirit of podcasting. Okay.
I agree.
And I also believe that what we need to do
is to listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, and that's fine. And we appreciate any feedback, you know.
Yes.
And we're going to talk this up.
What are the issues?
We don't want to do this in a vacuum.
No, I don't.
To make sure that we get some input here. We don't want to feel like we're being biased or something. But there's one thing I want to get out of all this that it's a little self-serving, I have to agree.
What's that, John?
What we're going to do is we're going to be coming up with a category that only fits us.
Of course.
So that what we can do is we can win an award.
Most dysfunctional family podcast. Yeah, that's on the back of the celebration t-shirt, by the way. It's got our URL and it said America's Most Dysfunctional Podcast. I'm proud of that.
I think, you know.
Are you proud?
And I agree. And I think this is the way we're going to cultivate this category, sort of like the podcast with the best t-shirts, something like that, you know.
You know, we could do an awards t-shirt too, in addition to having the toilet.
Yeah. In fact, what we could do is we could actually create the award it to ourselves, put it on a t-shirt, and we're there.
Winners of, winners, winners of.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But well, wait, Nate, this is, we're talking, we're no. talking no. right now. We're just giving, we're basically verbalizing our thoughts here.
Yeah, we're spitballing.
We're spitballing, yeah. But we realize that what we need to do is we need to let this kind of settle.
And let people contribute.
People contribute. Let it cook a little bit. We don't want it to be half-baked.
No. If I could throw out a couple category ideas. Okay.
I'm ready.
Like I said earlier, there are podcast networks. Pod Save America is part of a podcast network that those creators of that show created.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the networks need to be recognized because they're good, because they can provide, you know, like this one you like about the non-binary person.
Three who Swings.
Who does a baseball Ray and comedy.
She is good.
Oh, well, this they woman, are good. They are good.
Yeah, she's got a really good producer.
Well, they. She oh, refers to herself.
I'm still learning.
They refer to this. Themselves as plural.
And by the way, I need to give some credit. This is a good example of how it's so nice to work for Center for Humans and Nature, because Kate Cummings is the one who's always looking out for everybody. She's the one who basically got me through my hernia operation by giving me exercises. And this is the way that this is the way that these guys roll, Center for Humans and Nature. And they're the ones that came up with this.
Again, with the Centers for Human and Nature?
Yeah.
Really?
I gotta give them.
Wow, you're in a deep hole.
I am. I have got to do something.
Where do you think you are in the hole right now?
The hair on the top of my head.
Wait, what hair?
Well, let's just say that my beak or my whatever you want to call my head is barely coming out of the hole.
Okay. I'll accept that. By the way, you haven't gotten a haircut yet, have you? Because I got my clippers.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna clip you, babe. That's it.
I know. Okay. I'll need it.
Okay, good. All right, now, so back to what we're doing here, categories. So I think the network thing is important. I think a comedy, we can recognize a comedy one, you know, news. Yeah. Like you said, the news. Right? Yeah,
and again, some of these categories, I am not complaining about the categories. If you got 25 categories with people's choice, some of them got to be good.
I mean, they have 25 podcasts.
Like the winners.
Hold on. They have 25 categories for podcasts?
Yeah. Wow
and they're this, and you're telling me they have 25 categories and they still haven't recognized that news thing we were talking about. What is it, the one they do every day, New York Times one?
The daily.
That's an incredible podcast.
I agree.
And it's not, they have 25 categories and they couldn't find a way to recognize. Well, now if they had two categories and they didn't recognize it, I'd be fine.
No, they've got the category. They just don't. They go for the more.
What are they going
like
for?
Like I said, they're going for like if CNN had its own podcast.
Those aren't podcasts.
I know.
Okay, first of all, definition. People, please let us know what you think the definition of a podcast is. Number two, could throw some categories at us. You know, what do you listen to that you think would fall into a unique or at least interesting category so we can recognize who's in that area? We need nominations. We need to vote. We need to do all. Are you urinating again, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, that's okay. I ate during the show. I got a little upset, and as you know, and I had to eat an egg and also a Kind bar. So I feel pretty good myself right now. But we need your help. We need your help out there. So please, 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 as James Brown would say, help us help you.
I agree. I really think
that's Jerry Maguire there. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that show. I do.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise does two things in a movie. Oh, we're running out of time. Shit. Okay, you heard the bells, right? Did you hear the bells?
Yeah, that's like the cue.
Wait. What?
I'm trying to make this purchase for new equipment, computer equipment. And you're going to be the one who gives us our anchor topic so I can make these decisions.
Oh, shit.
What the hell's happened here?
It looks like we missed our topic again, John. I'm sorry. We're going to have to carry it forward again next week.
Gee willikers. Well,
I was backstage, but it's going to be old news by the time I get on. But that aside, I even set alarms. I don't know if you heard it earlier, but a couple bells went off also just to keep me going, you know, so I'd get through this. But I don't know what happened. These are emotional topics. Let's face it.
Put it. Let's right? put it on the. Put it on next year. Next year's. Our next week's agenda.
I will do. Will do. I'll. You know, as your producer, I will do that for you. But the Potty Awards, I think, are important. I think we do need your help. So please let us know what you're listening to. What categories you like to see recognized. And you know, John, you and I need to do a little investigative work. I want to find out what. Who put the fix in over at People's Choice? That, I'm sorry, that you know, everybody's heard of Watergate, but I believe we've now got People's Choice Gate for podcasts. I think there's massive corruption.
Well, and the, possibly the problem collusion. Is, I didn't want to get into the detail, but there is a process by which you then are put and nominated, and it's highly suspicious. It's got some
highly.
Holes.
Highly, there's a payoff here. Let me ask you, do you have the list in front of you by chance?
Do I have to what?
Do you have the list in front of you of the nominees or anything?
No, or the 2018 ones, no. Yeah. I have winners. I don't have the nominations.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if, you know, Alan Alda's got a podcast that I thought was pretty good and I listened to. But I was wondering if he's a big star. So that made the cut. But I don't know. See, I'm trying to find the pattern. Yeah. Is it celebrity? Is it financial wherewithal? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Well, you know, the thing is that we could take a look at it because right now I don't have that list in front of me.
Okay.
So we'll just have to wait, but you'll have to maybe give us why don't you
a sponsor read?
Yeah, why not?
We'll get our way, find our way out of here. Okay. Calgon bubble bath. First of all, I've been a little in distress not having bubble bath. We do have a bathtub where we live, and I can get in it and everything, and we can get water in. I thought, well, I don't like taking baths because I you're kind of forced to look at your body, and I'm not that crazy about it right now. So I thought, well, I need some bubble bath for the smell, for the comfort, to make my skin feel nice, and all the above, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to buy. I asked Mary Jane, my lovely wife, and she told me, look, you go shopping with me all the time. Just buy some. And I go, well, which one should I buy? Just look at the shelves and buy one. And so, you know, no help at all. Okay, I'm just going to have to say that out loud. So then my backup is my lovely daughter, Rose. So I call Rose. I said, Rose, I think I need a bubble bath. And she goes, you're darn tootin' you do, bud. She came right at me, and she said, and here's what, because she knows me really well. It's kind of cool when you have a daughter. So she said, look, I know what you need to get. I'll get you the same. You get the same stuff that Jan got for me. And it suddenly it made me feel like someone's wife. But other than that, she said, Calgon, go for the Calgon. You can get a 30-ounce bottle, big bottle for a few bucks. And I go, holy Christ, really? And yeah. So she sent me a picture of it, John.
Mm.
And then I wasn't going shopping this week, so I gave Mary Jane the picture of it. And she decided not to go shopping. And so we did the curb service where they deliver. And they delivered the wrong bubble bath because this is real tricky stuff. There's moisturizing. There's silkenizing. There's all kinds of different bubble baths, believe it or not, that all sound kind of the same to men. But if you're a eunuch or a woman, you would notice the difference. And I did. So I very specifically chose silkenize because
nice.
I wanted soft skin. I'll admit it. So I got it. And I'd say we got about half the way there. I want to try and get the specific bubble bath I wanted. The smell, beautiful. The bubbles, very luxurious. And I couldn't see my body. And then the third thing that I really liked about it was it did make my skin feel a little better, and the water just felt good. And in my hands, when I touched things, it just felt better, you know. So I'm going to give it full marks, even though it wasn't the one I ordered. So just go to your store, and we got the lavender honey, or it's also called lavender vanilla, that when you're in the world of scents, that like smell scents, you know, the differentiations are bizarre and hard to understand. Then I think it's English as a second language, maybe, but who knows? You could get it by either of those and look for silkenize. That's okay. The one you want. $2, less than $3.
Jeez.
I know 30 ounces is big. And, you know, you just point it down and give it a good squirt. You know, it's a squirt bottle kind of, mm-hmm. you know, it's flexible and it's got a little hole in the top and stuff. as the water's coming in, just aim right at where the water hits the bathtub, and boy, you will have some dandy bubbles. Dandy. John, you got a groaner for us?
Yeah, I've got a couple here. Vince is Vince Slaughter, honorary bro. He's the one who provides us with the groaners. Vince has been on jury duty the last couple of weeks, so I'm kind of pinch hitting for him, and I came up with a couple myself. So here's one. Why did the astronaut leave his wife? Why did the astronaut leave his wife?
Orbital trajectory?
You're getting close. He needed his space.
I like that one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I got one other one that's probably
come on,
this
come
one.
On, let's have it.
Why do cow milking stools only have three legs? Why do cow milking stools only have three legs?
I'm going to resist my real response and say, I do not know, John.
Because the cow's got the udder.
now that's a pun. That, my friend, is a pun.
Okay.
That's good.
While I'm ahead, I think I better quit.
Yeah. Well, I've got one actually that I found on Facebook that I really liked. I think Steve Eason put this one up, John.
Okay.
Steve.
I remember Steve.
Swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Deaf in one ear. Okay. And how do I know that? We took our draft physicals at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. A photographer goes to a haunted castle determined to get a picture of a ghost on Halloween. The ghost he encounters turns out to be friendly and poses for a snapshot. Well, that's kind of fortunate.
Yes.
The happy photographer later downloads his photos and finds that the photos are underexposed or completely blank. Moral of the story? The spirit is willing, but the flash is weak.
I like it. That's another little punster there.
It is. Yeah. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak is the usual one for people who
don't have
any morals.
Here's the thing. If you have to explain it, it's not that good.
You know,
we
have a young audience, a really young audience who'd never been to church.
In other words, you're using a lame excuse.
You're right. I am. I was being pedantic. I'm sorry, kids. I'm really, there's no excuse.
Run with the joke. If it's not, you shouldn't have to explain it.
I kind of fucked up the joke.
I personally don't think you have to explain this one because it's good. Okay.
You know, you're better at this than I am. I'm sorry. I have to apologize.
Okay. Work on your delivery.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
You've got a mission. You got a job now.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.